Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Good morning and welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G on this very special holiday. For those of you celebrating Christmas, Merry Christmas. For those of you celebrating Hanukkah, Happy Hanukkah. And for everybody else, Happy Holidays. Today is going to be an extremely special show. I have my phone lines are already full. I'm sorry if you're trying to get through. I guess the phone lines are already full, and which is great to have the phone lines full on my end. I'm sorry on your end. Right after the show today at 1 p.m., or not right after, but at 1 p.m. Central Time, I'm going to be doing a Facebook Live healing. So I'll be on Facebook Live, and I'm going to do a guided healing to help you release all that isn't working in your life, all from 2017 and prior. And then on January 1st, we're going to plant new seeds that you can, help your 2018 look more the way you want it to look instead of repeating those same old patterns. So if you go to my Facebook page, Tony Green Psychic Medium Channel, and you should see the healings, or you can go to Facebook events and put in holiday healing. And there was one yesterday for relaxation, one today for letting go of the past, and then one on the first for moving into the future. Now, there are so many people on the phone lines, I'm going to go directly to our first caller. And our first caller is area code 916. Hello, 916. How are you today? Hello? 916, are you there? Okay. I think 916 may have had me on hold. And that's okay. We're going to go directly to the very next caller, and the next caller is going to be 484. Hello, 484.
Hello.
How are you today? Hi there. How are
Hi.
You?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. This is the first time I found you, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, sweetie. Thank you so much. So how can I help you today?
Oh, that's so sweet. Basically, I am in great turmoil over a best friend. Me and her had a falling out on July the 5th. Her name is Desiree. She has not spoken to me. It's a complex thing with the falling out, and I wasn't sure if there was going to be a reconnection or something, because it really breaks my heart what she's doing, what she has done, and what she continues to do.
Okay, so here's what I'm getting, and I'm very sorry. It's so challenging when we have friends and things fall apart and they take a different path and they just in general start changing in their life. And what I want to tell you is that it's going to be about a year before she starts changing things. It's going to be about a year before things start falling back into place for her is the most, the best way I can put that.
Okay. It's been about 6 months that she's had no contact, and I've heard from mutual friends how her life is just falling apart to crumbles. I really can't get into that, but I mean, it's been 6 months.
Yeah, the message I'm getting is she's spiraling out of control. Now, when somebody
yes.
goes down this path, we can't change it. They're the only ones who can stop it, and there are no words of logic sometimes. And sometimes if we try to, they just see us as the enemy because they want people who are going to tell them, no, you're fine. Keep doing what you're doing. So what I want to say to you is just focus on you. In about 6 months, you're going to hear from her, but it's not going to be a solid connection because she has not changed. She's just going to kind of reach out for validation is what I'm getting. And then she is going to kind of disappear again. In about a year from now, she's going to start picking up the pieces again, and that will be more of a force. Thing she's going to have to start picking up the pieces. I feel like something from the outside intervenes, and she has to take a good long hard look at herself and start picking up her pieces, and then she might start slowly reaching out to people that are healthier for her. But until that time, there's really not a lot you can do. And if you were connected to her, she would just, you two would be arguing, or you would be trying to help her, and she's not in a place where she can accept your help right now, unfortunately.
Right.
She's really
I
not
understand
in that.
That.
Place. She can't even hear it. So I would say in about a year, she's going to start to come around, but in 6 months, you are going to hear from her, but it's not going to be a long-lasting connection. It might be just one conversation, possibly two, and then she's going to go her own way again. Prayer is powerful. Prayer is really powerful. And so use your power of prayer to try to help keep her safe and make good choices. But other than that, you're really not going to be able to do a lot to help her. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, I just don't understand why the universe or God would put me through something like this.
Well, sometimes things aren't about us. Sometimes they're about the person going through the stuff. And the blessing here is, you know, when we see somebody who is going through a very difficult, challenging time, I always think of this, there but for the grace of God go I. I'm not the one who has to go through this to learn about it. I see it through somebody else's actions. And so as much as this hurts you and as painful as it is, everybody comes down here to learn lessons and to explore and make choices. And we want everybody to make choices that are in the best interest of everyone, especially themselves. But that's not always what we do as humans. We sometimes want to have what we call a little bit of fun down here. We want to celebrate down here a little bit or get a little whatever. So what I would say is over the next year, just work on yourself. Pray that use your power of prayer for you and for her, and allow yourself to understand what has brought this about and what she is doing. Understand it. You don't have to agree with it. But when we don't understand something, we tend to have to go through it ourselves.
Right.
So Yes, so the sooner we understand it, the better off we are. And the more quickly or the quicker everything can resolve. So just try to understand the steps that she's taken and how she got there and why, for a couple of reasons.
Right.
Then when
okay.
you two reconnect, you won't have to question her about it. And also, when you get to that space where you are, you won't have to experience it yourself. You won't have to go through what she's going through because you're learning from her. One thing that I've learned about this planet, if you will, is that we can learn things in a number of different ways, but the two biggest ways are having the experience ourselves, going through it ourselves. And then the second mm-hmm. way is to see somebody else go through it and to understand how they got to that place, why they got to that place, and why they're going through it. I always say I learned so much about drug addiction and how people become addicted from certain people mm-hmm. that are close in my life, because I saw what took them to those steps. I saw how they became addicted. And so, you know, thank goodness I did not have to personally go through that. I learned it by the experiences of others. So if you can look at everything as a learning experience and shut your ego, open your heart, understand it in a more profound way, even though I know this hurts you very deeply, you're not the one on the other end of this going spiraling out of control and making bad choices. But if you can understand mm-hmm. her bad choices, you're going to do 100% better, okay?
Right, okay.
I hope this was helpful for you.
Yes, it was, and thank you very much, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, and I hope you have an amazing new year.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you. This is Messages from Above with Tony G. We are going to go directly to the next caller. And the next caller is 310. Hello, 310. How are you today?
Hi, how
Hello.
Are you?
I'm good.
Hello, can
how
you
are
me?
You? I can hear you.
Good,
can you hear me?
Good. Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
Perfect.
So,
how are you today?
I'm doing okay. Just looking for mostly with finances and a job, and that's why I called in. I just wanted to see what you see as far as job goes and money for this coming year for me.
Okay, what's your first name, love?
Oh, it's Vince, and I'm calling from New York.
Okay, Vince. Vince, I want to say that you get really close, and then something comes up and gets in the, like, kind of in the way, I would say. What I want to say to you is everything is about to turn around. You're really, it's almost as though you have gone through a cycle in your life that has been extremely challenging for almost the past 5 years. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Even more. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. So, and everything seems like it's either it's an uphill battle or a downhill mudslide. You can't come out good on either end.
Nope.
And what they're saying is that in, okay, so what they're really asking you to do, Vince, is to look at the world in a new way first. They want you to look at the world in a new way. Number two, they want you to consider a relocation. It is true that sometimes we do better in one area than another. Our vibration just matches certain areas better than other areas, okay? They're asking you, they're not saying you have to relocate, but they're asking you to consider a relocation. Then the other thing they're saying is by February, if everything goes as planned, by February, you should be working and on your feet again, moving forward. They want you to look at work opportunities outside of your area. I feel like if you look at opportunities in other geographic locations, you're going to do very, very well. Can I ask what type of work you do?
Well, I've always been in the manufacturing and production industry, mostly the labor part, writing machines, forklift work, stuff like that. Now, I do have a new job, depending upon the drug and physical test coming up on Thursday. I do have a new job starting. I think they're looking to start me the second week of January. I'm not too thrilled about it. I don't like the energy there, but I'm taking it out of desperation. I am waiting to hear from, I'm waiting to hear from a pharmaceutical supply warehouse company. But the only problem with that job is they're supposed to let me know one way or the other this week. The only problem is the day that I went for this job fair, there was, between the times that they were doing the job fair, there must have been at least 500 applications. So I don't know if I'm going to get a call back. And then the third job is I applied for two positions at a brewery-owned company near me. And both positions, I was, they did not hire me. I did get an interview and everything, but they didn't hire me. And I don't know why, because I have experience. But I am looking, I'm going to continue applying and keeping my eyes open for another position. And I'm hoping the third time is a charm and they do hire me. Because it's a very well-paid job and I have the experience in it.
Right. Here's what I'm going to tell you, Vince. And I hope that, obviously, you know, to take the first job that you already have and start it, keep that, keep secure. It's easier to find a job when you have a job, even if you only have had it for a week, okay? In February, okay. I'm feeling like February is going to be a very good month for you. It's going to be very strong. Now, I do want to tell you, and this is important for you to know, I do want to tell you that if you open your geographic range where you're looking, you're going to find something that fits you perfectly. Okay? So let's say there's an opening, not that you want to move to the Midwest, I'm just using it as an example, an opening for a certain position that would you would fit in the Midwest. I feel like the energy of that move would be much more cohesive for you than some of the positions in your area. You are kind of ready to move on. You do not think about relocating. You are very familiar with your surroundings, but if you gave it a whirl, if you considered it for a little bit, you might find it nice to be in a new energy or a new surrounding. I don't know where this job is geographically, but I am getting that there's the possibility for a geographic relocation for you. Now, that means completely out of your area. This is not something in your area. This is something that is much further away, okay? And once you get this position, you are going to be very, very happy. So expand your search, and I feel like you're going to have a much better title at this place also. Now, there is free will, there is choice. It's up to you what you decide, if you decide to look outside of your area or stay within your area, okay? But it's always been my thought, if you can't find something that is making you happy and fulfills all of your needs, then expand your search or change the position that you're looking for.
Okay. Well, I did apply for two positions at the brewery again, but they're both at quite a distance. One's 3.5 hours away, and one is back in California. So I don't know what's going to happen with that, but I don't really want to move unless I know I can secure a job and keep it, you know? So that's the thing.
I feel like, yes, I do feel like whatever this position is, they're going to help relocate you.
Okay.
So I do feel like that whatever this position is, they are going to help relocate you. Okay?
Okay.
So just know that. And go, you know, even this position that you've already accepted, go into it with a happy heart and a grateful heart. Even if you feel like the energy isn't what you're looking for, but kind of put a bubble around you and go into it with the best of intentions. You're not going to be there that long. I feel like you're going to accept another position, or another position is coming in, and by February you will have secured this other position, and there will be a relocation with it, okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
I hope you have an amazing holidays and a very, very prosperous new year.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Vince. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
You are listening to Messages from Above with Tony Green. Right after the show at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time today, I will be doing a holiday healing on Facebook Live. So if you join me on Facebook, you will be able to receive this holiday healing that will help you to move forward, to release everything from 2017 and maybe prior. So Vince, that would be perfect for you to let go of all this lower energy stuff that has been holding us back. I'm going to go right to the next caller, 860. Oh, hold on.
Oh.
I pushed the button. Hello, 860. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. Where are you calling from? What's your name?
This is Amla, and I'm from Connecticut.
Hi, Amla. It's wonderful to speak with you. How can I help you today?
Yes, I am looking forward to new beginnings, and the last couple of years have been tough. I now understand universe provides. I've been looking for a best friend partnership relationship, and I realized that this year especially I had to really become my own, not only my own person, but my own best friend first, and that's through loving myself and self-care. So I'm wondering if you see somebody coming in.
Absolutely. Okay, so it's very rare that I hear this, and I want you to remain as open as possible for what
sure.
I'm about to say. They want you out and about tomorrow. Get
okay.
out and about and have a new attitude, a new perspective, a new look on life, a new lease on life starting tomorrow. You
okay.
are absolutely correct. You know, so many of us say, I want a successful, happy, healthy, loving guy with, you know, this much money in the bank and this guy. But then we don't match that. So we're not at the same vibrational level. Or we'll say, this is the one I love when people say to me, I want a guy who loves me unconditionally. And I always look at them and say, but do you love yourself unconditionally?
Yeah.
And they'll go,
yeah.
Or I want a guy who accepts me for who I am. Okay, do you accept yourself for who you are? So every time I always say to women, if you want a guy that treats you like a princess, start treating yourself like a princess, because we teach each and every person in our life how to treat us by how we treat ourselves, what we allow people to say and do to us, how we allow them to behave to us. So get out and about, you know, get yourself stand up straight and walk around tomorrow with the biggest smile on your face. Be in a little
okay.
bit of a state of euphoria or love, as I like to call it. They're the same state. And look around at what's going on. They are saying tomorrow is going to be a very, very significant day for you. Whether you meet somebody or not tomorrow, You need to be out and about. And when you do see those couples in love, when you do see people having dinner together, say, more of that, please. More of that, please. Give me that, please. The good couples. Like, I was out to dinner with my mom last night, and there was a couple. Okay. They were older, and they didn't say one word to each other through their whole dinner, and I thought, how sad. They both look so unhappy, and it's Christmas Eve. And I said, okay, universe, I'm taking note. I don't want that. I want love. So, yes. So tomorrow is going to be an extremely significant day for you. Get out, get about, enjoy yourself, have fun. And girls, women, men, whoever is listening, if you don't go to the bar, don't meet a guy at the bar. Go out, do the things you would normally do or the things you want to do with this person, and be in those spaces, because then you know they're already doing it. Like, if you like to work out, pay attention at the gym. If you like to cycle, if you like the outdoor cycling, get out there and pay attention. But you are by March, given everything goes well.
Okay.
By March, you will be in a relationship. Now notice the statement there. You will be in a relationship. That means that you meet the person before March. Because by March, you will already be in the relationship.
Okay.
Now, this relationship is going to go extremely slow in the beginning, and I feel like there might be some distance between the two of you. This could mean that maybe right at this time of the year or at the beginning of the year, this person is traveling. Maybe they're relocating. Perhaps they live in a different area. Whatever this is, there's a little distance between you two. And this could be emotional distance, too. Okay?
Okay.
Whatever this is, just work through it. Don't try to get to the end of the story before the beginning has even started. That's another thing we do. Oh, my gosh, are we going to get married? Okay, let's just see if you like the first kiss first, huh? Before you're planning a wedding or any of this stuff, let's see how the conversations go. Take it very slow for the first little bit. Be patient. I feel like this person is going to be unavailable for a little bit for whatever reason. That doesn't mean they're not interested. This is just one of the most hectic times of the year.
Okay.
So allow yourself to be.
Tony, do you feel like it's somebody you know or somebody I know? Oh, it's completely new.
It is completely new. This is not somebody you know. This is somebody who's going to come in like a storm is the quote that they are using. This person is going to come in like a storm. That means they're going to have a big, I don't know what that means. When they come in, you can call me back and let me know. They are going to come in strong, and they are going to come. Now remember, there's a lot going on and there's some distance. Be patient, but don't be a doormat. There's a difference.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
That's
now, I would love to
see. Yes.
I'm sorry?
That makes sense. No, that was my lesson for 2017. Don't be a doormat. That's exactly.
Oh, wonderful. Yes. Wonderful. Yes. Now, I only have about a minute left of the show, so I want to say thank you so much for calling in. I'm so grateful I was able to talk with you. I hope you have an absolutely wonderful holiday season. If you celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas. If not, Happy Holidays. And
Happy
Holidays. I look forward. Oh, thank you. And I look very forward to hearing about this wonderful person that's about to come in, okay?
Awesome. I will definitely call you back. Thank you, Tony. And many blessings. Happy 2018 to you. Blessings.
Oh, you also. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. You have been listening to Messages from Above, and with a very short 30 seconds left, I am going to let you know to go directly to Facebook and search Holiday Healing, and that is going to start in approximately 30 minutes. I have to call my friend Dr. Bree Gibbs. Her mother, who has gone to the other side, has been with me through this whole show, so I have to give Dr. Bree Gibbs a quick message. at 1 p.m. Central. I will be on Facebook giving you a healing. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.